Climb every mountain, swim every ocean.
One of the greatest joys is when you achieve your goal, when you reach the top and then you know that all those things that you did to prepare paid off. Whilst climbing Mount Everest was my initial dream, it turns out it was only the beginning.
The Sound of Music taught us to climb every mountain, but the man you're about to meet took that song quite literally and to the ultimate extreme. Daniel Bull, he became the youngest person ever to climb all seven summits and the seven volcanic summits as well. That is insane, Daniel.
Some would say almost borderline crazy. How are you still living? Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Good morning. Look, I agree. I've definitely heard that before, that, are you sure this isn't a bit too crazy? I think I've kind of, I started with the small local mountains and have kept going from there. So I definitely believe in aiming high and think I've, pursued that literally with my passion for heights.
Now, some would say, there's a bit of danger involved in all this. What about, you're in a relationship, you're married, you're single, what's your situation there?
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend. But, keep in mind, this has been a decade-plus long quest. So early on, when I was a bit younger, my parents were certainly quite concerned about seeing me set off into the unknown. And I think Mum enjoyed kind of that blissful ignorance of just waiting to hear from me for my return. And Dad was a little more hands-on and followed almost every step on my GPS tracker.
Does the girlfriend care, or is she, getting involved, or what's she doing? What's her situation?
Yeah, she's really, seen my enthusiasm and motivation and passion, and she has jumped on board with the most recent expedition. And she, in fact, sometimes in turn motivates me to keep training hard and keep pushing and making sure, I'm prepared as possible for the next mission.
Hey, Daniel, just so people can really get a grasp of what you've achieved, can you list for us some of your achievements?
The first and biggest adventure was climbing to the summit of Mount Everest. So that was really that childhood dream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I finally achieved that after years of, hard work and training and preparation and a lot of money as well, mind you.
Yeah.
So working hard to be able to, pay my way there. I then set my sights on, I guess once you've stood on top of the world, you ask yourself the question, well, geez, if I can do this, why can't I do anything?
Mm.
So that's where I focused on trying to climb the highest mountains and volcanoes on every continent. I think reaching Antarctica for me was a pretty epic dream come true.
Yeah,
so that was definitely one of the hardest expeditions, not only the climbing, but simply reaching the frozen continent took a fair bit of preparation and time. So I actually do remember feeling triumphant simply standing on the continent before the climbing had even begun.
That's incredible. So you're 39 years old now, and you just said you paid your way and you worked hard to get to Mount Everest, because these expeditions aren't cheap. You did all this unsponsored, didn't you?
Spot on. Yeah, that's right, Jade. I think what I've realised is that it's not just what you do, but how you do it.
Yeah.
And so it is perhaps, there are options out there where you can, you can pay a Western guide a big chunk of cash and have Sherpas carrying all your gear up the mountain. But for me, I think I wanted to do it as independently as possible.
Wow.
And not just on the mountain, but also, as you mentioned, unsponsored. So I pretty much had to work as hard in the office as I did out of it to make it a reality.
We're going to talk to you I have so many questions. We're probably going to have to edit this interview, because I've actually said to one of the guys, I'm not fit right now, but
Jade's
I've always wanted to.
Jade, don't even go there. Don't say you want to climb Everest.
It is a dream. I always thought to myself, if I could do anything, I would definitely want to climb Mount Everest. But I know more achievable is obviously to get to the base camp. Most people can do that journey. But to do what you've done, I actually find you so inspiring, because obviously there's a risk of not coming back down. I'm in awe of you.
Thanks so much. Yeah, and I think you're right in mentioning the risks, because it's not simply a matter of saying, oh, let's do this, and then you book a ticket to a flight to Kathmandu. You do need to and definitely want to acknowledge the risks.
Yeah, but you might not come back.
That's right. And for me, I think what I've realised is that preparation is my strength. And so whereas I did encounter people on Everest who, you know, had insufficient training and were putting not just themselves but the people around them at risk in case of an evacuation, rescue was needed. And so I think that's my key with anything, you know, whether it's going for a job interview or climbing Mount Everest or whatever it is. I think that's a big part of what makes it more, not just more enjoyable, but then also safer. I didn't go straight to Mount Everest. I actually took incremental steps, and I remember setting myself what I thought would be a good benchmark to actually decide whether or not I would allow myself to attempt Everest, which was climbing Mount Aconcagua. That's the highest mountain outside of the Himalayas. It's in Argentina, highest mountain in South America. And I remember kind of just struggling to the top and felt completely exhausted. But then I remember looking at those around me. We already had one guy had to get a helicopter evacuated from lower down on the mountain. I ended up helping haul an American down from the summit on a rope because he had actually lost consciousness. And then I kind of realized, you know what, maybe I am ready. So
what a hero.
That's incredible.
I want to know, you have such a unique perspective in terms of, you know, the scenes you've been involved with. Like, what was your favorite moment? Like, was there a certain sunrise or a sunset that just sticks in your mind?
Look, I like how you mentioned sunrises, because typically, the scariest, most daunting, mentally but then also physically challenging moments can be whilst you're actually climbing toward the summit on the final summit push.
Yeah.
And you typically leave the safety and warmth of your tent around midnight or early in the morning. Oof. So that you can actually, you know, you do have the benefit of coming down the mountain while the sun's still up. And so those moments where you've been climbing for 6-7 hours, you can't feel your fingers or toes, and there's that self-doubt of, am I going to make it? What's going to happen here? You know, not only does the sun actually hit you eventually and you can start to warm up the core, but just that, the sight, you know, the fact, the beauty of actually having vision and finally being able to see where you are. And without a doubt, those final steps to the summit of Mount Everest after years of hard work, because I'd done my research, I could recognize the final hurdles, you know, the Hillary step, and then eventually I was on the summit ridge with near vertical drops into Tibet on one side and Nepal on the other. There's a lot of emotion over a long period of time. Yeah. You know, the expedition's about 2 months, so I almost and may have actually cried at the acknowledgement that I might finally achieve this goal. You know, and I think then you do enjoy that view, even though you know that it can be a deadly one. It is extremely unique, and you're realizing everything that you've achieved, and it's a pretty epic sensation.
So, Daniel, not only have you got this world record as the youngest person to climb the highest mountain and volcano on every continent, but you actually have another 2 world records. You've done the highest kayak and also the highest swim, which we've got to talk about, because you had to climb roughly, say, 20 Eiffel Towers to get up to the top of this mountain in Chile, I believe it is, where there's a lake. And then after that climb, you had to break through layers of ice to then swim in this lake. That's insane. It was like -2 degrees.
Yeah, it was. And the typical ice bath is maybe, you know, 11 degrees. So your elite athletes, your footy players will be, you know, using that to recover after a big match. So this is exponentially colder. And
real talk, man, real talk. You jump into a lake and it's -2. There's nothing left downstairs, is there?
It's actually not something I gave a lot of thought. There's a lot of other things to prepare to, but inevitably there was some
bit
impact.
Of shrinkage.
Thankfully, my fingers were so frozen I couldn't feel the damage.
Oh, good.
And, you know, obviously it was, I can confirm it was temporary.
Do you ever take your girlfriend on any of these big climbs and, like, you know, do you ever get intimate in a tent on a mountain is what I'm asking? Has it ever happened?
Or does it happen?
That's two questions. I'm going to start with the first one. And not only did, and I've got to mention her name, Leia. Not only did she actually train with me before the most recent expedition, the highest swim on Earth, but actually travelled with me to Santiago and into the Andes so that she could, you know, be there when I got back from the swim to help me recover. And talking about checking up in a tent, you know, body warmth is pretty vital up there given there's no hot tub nearby to warm up afterwards.
Yeah. CJ, this is what you need to do to score yourself a man like Daniel.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get off your bottom.
Be an adventurer.
Yeah, maybe start with Mount Tomaree.
I can definitely start prepping with the body warmth aspect, that's for sure.
Okay. But guys, you do need to start somewhere. That's the thing, I think, with anything, and particularly even when I've been back here, you know, in the office or just at home, like we've all been a lot lately, is just, you know, mustering the energy and taking that first step. That's really it, and then building the momentum.
What a great guy, mate. If you want to check out the website, unstoppable.com, Daniel Bull, incredible chat. Thanks heaps for joining us, man.
Thanks.